Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Well, I don't know about you, but traveling does a real deed on my health, and I don't mean a good deed on my health. I get thrown off on my diet because I'm eating at restaurants, or at least things that are supposed to be restaurants, or I'm eating in homes in which the host and hostess insist on treating me lavishly. And even when I try to stick to salads and fruits and fish and chicken and sparing amounts of red meat, well, it seems like I still take in far too many calories, and being brutally honest, I let my guard down, and I eat more than I should, and things that I shouldn't, like delicious desserts. And then payday comes when I get home and stand on the scale in our bedroom. And when I'm away for some time, my stomach needs to get adjusted not only to new and different foods and beverages, but also to unusual eating schedules, and even the changes in the water have an effect on my system, probably the same for you. If I'm flying distances, well, jet lag affects me as it does everyone else. It doesn't make any difference whether I'm flying ahead of the clock or behind the clock. My body still gets fouled up. I feel lousy for at least a couple of days after experiencing a traveler's time change. And at least from my experience, it really does take about one day to recuperate for every hour of time change you experience, whether you're going to your foreign destination or coming home from it. And when I have to cross the international dateline, forget it. It takes me a good portion of the time I'm at my travel destination for my body to even figure out what day it is, and that seems to mess up my system even more, and that's not even to mention exposure to strange bacteria and viruses, as well as facing strange foods and drinks that may not agree with you at all. So whenever you travel or I travel abroad, we've got to be sure to find out what contagious diseases may be a problem in the places to which you're traveling, and you can usually get that information through the official website of the country or the countries in which you'll be spending time, and you do want to do that before you travel. And in all of our travels, you need to be aware of the climate and the weather conditions, as well as the elevation of the places in which you'll be. Take precautions against heat stroke or sunburn in tropical areas, and hypothermia, that's losing too much body heat, in colder areas. And for some places you visit, you need to be aware of any poisonous creatures that could bring an unwelcome interference to your travel plans. And remember, too, that you need special vaccinations. If you travel to certain areas of the world, now there you check our own State Department website for information on whether you need vaccinations for hepatitis A and B, typhoid fever, yellow fever, or cholera. You may also want to carry special medications for malaria if you're traveling to certain areas, but be sure you read the side effects if you're going to take any medication, but particularly malaria medication. And also, you may need some medications for the rather common and very unpleasant traveler's diarrhea. But there must be ways to make the whole traveling process easier on our systems and on our spirits, and that's what we're going to be exploring on today's edition of HealthWise, especially if you're a frequent traveler, or if you're planning holiday or vacation travel, and particularly if that travel will take you to another country, or if you just have a sensitive body system and you and travel just don't agree very well, this program is for you. The program is entitled Health Tips for Travelers. In the minutes ahead, we're going to help you make your next trip a healthier and a happier one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. brings you today's edition of HealthWise, and there in their full and fascinating nutrition department, you'll meet nutritional consultant Matt Lombardo, and today he's going to help us with health tips for travelers. You're invited to call the program with your questions. The call-in number is 631-955-5400. That's for your call-in, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your questions if you'd prefer. Put the number under HealthWise. And here's the number for texting your question. Write it down, 516-367-0391. That's 516-367-0391. But for now, welcome again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, great to have you back with us today. Let's get right to the topic, Matt Lombardo. It is often our digestive systems that get fouled up when we travel, especially if for whatever reason we need to take antibiotics. You and I know that probiotics are one of the most important aids to good health, whether we travel or not. Talk to us, Matt, about probiotics and traveling.
Well, probiotics can help balance the body's natural microbiome. In our digestive tract, we have these this bacteria that helps us break down food and absorb nutrients, and it also helps us with regularity. It's either diarrhea or constipation. It helps us become more regular. So traveling actually creates, you know, a lot of problems for the digestive tract, and probiotics are definitely a way to prevent that.
One of the things I've wondered about, Matt, when I've traveled overseas, and I know the need of the probiotics, should we get those probiotics naturally in a foreign country, like yogurt, for example, or kefir? Or do those natural probiotics in a foreign country bring a risk to our gut health?
I would say it'd be more of a risk than bringing a probiotic that you're familiar with. Because whenever you travel a great distance to a different part of the world, almost always there's going to be foreign strains of bacteria that your body is just not used to. So I would suggest bringing a probiotic or something that you've taken before along with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, I know this, Matt, painfully. When I was in China a number of years ago and we were in a remote area, I can tell you exactly the place where we ate, and I made the mistake of eating a cold food that had greens and seafood in it. And about 2 weeks or 3 weeks after getting back to the United States, I began to have difficulties in the middle of the night. I'll leave it like that, okay? So finally I went to a doctor, and he said, oh, I forgot whether you had a set of spirochete or a microbe or something. But for several months, that affected my system, and I wish now that I'd been more careful with the digestion. But Matt, talk to us about probiotics that would help travelers, probiotics they can get from your nutrition department, I'm assuming in pill form.
Right. Well, for travelers, there are probiotics that come in blister packs that are very easy to bring with you. You can carry them in your bag. They're room temperature stable, so you don't have to refrigerate them. You want to make sure that you pick the right probiotic for, you know, your traveling needs.
Yeah. And audience, I can't beg you, I guess, but please, I know this from experience. You must do this when you're traveling overseas. And thanks, Matt, for that, because I've wondered the same thing. When we have probiotics at home, they're in the refrigerator. But they're probiotic packs, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, now let's talk about immune system, okay? That's got to be especially healthy when we travel because we're exposed to viruses and bacteria and even poisons that can do us harm. How can travelers, Matt, keep their immune systems in top shape when they're traveling?
By taking a vitamin C. Vitamin C stimulates the immune system.
Okay.
By taking an elderberry in a syrup or a gummy, or even a capsule can help prevent viruses, specifically the flu. especially if you're in close quarters for a very long time with a lot of people on a plane or a bus.
Yeah.
So I would say vitamin C, elderberry, and probably a zinc lozenge.
Okay.
To help stimulate your immune system and keep defense.
Well, now, Matt, I've wondered the same thing for airplanes. There are these compounds, I don't need to mention the name, compounds for when people fly. You can get them generically when you're in a jet. Those things good, or do you prefer other things for people when they're flying and traveling overseas?
Well, it depends on what's convenient for the individual. There are some that are effervescent, that dissolve in water, and if that's convenient for you, then absolutely. I know some of those products are high in vitamin C. So that would be helpful for sure.
Okay. Yeah, and the emergency that we've mentioned that you carry, that's also important. Okay, so the big one is vitamin C. Are there other things? And certainly we need to be sure that our immune system's in good shape before we travel. So we're not just talking about taking vitamin C and elderberry and zinc beforehand, right?
Right. I mean, some places you go, you have to get vaccinated for certain things, and you know, you should be aware of the risks and definitely prepare accordingly.
Okay. Let's shift. Now, I don't want to talk about jet lag yet because that's a separate thing. But people travel. They're in different beds and off schedule. What about sleep aids when we travel? I'm thinking particularly about melatonin. But I know also you have something with bolster nutrients that can help.
Yes, yes, with. Absolutely. Bolster Nutrient Sleep Formula is formulated with lavender, and lavender is great for the stress that's put onto the body by traveling that you may or may not even realize. But that's a great product for also protecting your system. There's some grapeseed extract in there. But Bolster Nutrients Sleep Formula is great, especially to take with you on a plane or...
Yeah, and you take that how long, Matt, before you want to doze off? Half hour?
I would say about a half hour to an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't overstate what Matt just mentioned, the stress in travel, the airports, the security, the waits, the delays, even the being in close quarters with people, the driving, the traffic. You're at night, whoa. And that's where, especially the Bolster Nutrient Sleep Formula, it's not just something like melatonin, but I want to talk about that in a moment. But it's all those other things help with your relaxation. Melatonin, Matt, it's kind of a two-edged sword, isn't it, melatonin?
It is. You know, in a way, it is. But it's mostly beneficial.
Okay.
For traveling. Especially when I know I don't want to get into jet lag yet, but for helping your body back into its natural rhythm,
right?
It's
okay.
Very useful.
Okay, melatonin, and how much of that, Matt? I mean, there's different amounts.
Well, it usually comes in a half a milligram to 10 milligrams, and it really depends on your body chemistry.
Yeah. Okay.
Usually, when I start people off on melatonin, I start with 3 milligrams.
Yeah, okay. And be careful, because what I found out is with the melatonin, some of your dreams can be affected by it if you take too much. Yeah. Matt, I did read about dried cherries as a natural source of melatonin.
Yeah.
That's good? That's available in some form in the nutrition department?
Well, I have it in capsules, which is very convenient. But the dried cherries, actually, the cherry extract, has a significant amount of melatonin in it, and it can help you. It could definitely help you sleep at night.
Yeah, but you would just want to be careful not to take too much.
Right.
Okay. Jet lag is the big topic for travelers, and when we get back after this message from Cottage Pharmacy, we'll talk about health tips for travelers. How do you deal with jet lag after this message?
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Healthwise, Bill Shishko here with you. My guest from Cottage Pharmacy, nutritional consultant Matt Lombardo. We're dealing with health tips for travelers, and here's the biggie, jet lag. Let me have at it for a moment, and then Matt, you can tell us from the nutrition department what we can get to help. But from my own years of experience dealing with jet lag, set your watch to the time of the place of your destination once you get on the plane. If you're flying to England and you know that it's 5 hours behind us, then set your watch 5 hours behind. That will help you out a bit. Please rest on the plane, whether you're flying daytime or nighttime. Always have a blindfold, use earplugs, and have a blanket. If you've got to purchase one or whatever, have one that you can put, because when your body's warm, you will sleep better. And very important, your body can fight sickness better when it's rested. You need rest when you're traveling. Avoid the alcohol, because you've got to have fluids in your body to help your body adjust with jet lag. The alcohol will get a lot of that fluid out of your system. That's not a good thing. Do drink lots of fluids, especially water and juices, so long as not a whole lot of sugar in it. Try to walk around a bit. That helps prevent the blood clots that can come. So, Matt, that's my 2 cents. What about yours, helping jet lag from the nutrition items?
Well, actually, we touched on it a bit when we were talking about melatonin. Melatonin is actually instrumental in controlling the body's circadian rhythm,
okay,
which is basically your body's time clock. So your body knows, you know, environmentally what point of the day it is based on sunlight and certain things,
yeah.
And it releases hormones at certain times, and melatonin is one of them. That facilitates sleep. So when you take melatonin at a specific time, relative to where you're traveling, it can help you get that rhythm back.
That's the big one. And, of course, your bolster nutrient, the sleep formula, which has the added benefit of relaxation in it, too.
Absolutely.
Matt, mentioned, obviously, fluids. Talk to us about hydration in travel, because we often don't get enough fluid when we travel.
You know, sometimes people lose sight of... you know, when they're traveling, like I said, it's very stressful, and sometimes you go several hours without realizing it, without even having a drink of water.
Right.
But it's very important, especially with regularity. We were talking about digestion, getting your digestive tract moving, getting it right.
What about electrolytes? Because we lose those salts in our system that help us function right as well, correct?
Right.
So what do you recommend for that, for getting the electrolytes? I mean, certain compounds have a lot of sugar in them, and that's not the best for you.
Right. There are supplements. There are electrolyte supplements that we sell at Cottage Pharmacy. You know, making sure that you eat regularly. I mean, most of us get most of our electrolytes from whole foods.
Yeah, sure. The salts that are in there, and the other the other minerals that are there. Incidentally, please be careful of ice cubes in foreign countries.
Yeah,
because if there's bad germs in the water, there will be bad germs in the ice cubes that may not have been killed by the freezing process. And If you're going to have tea, stay away from the iced tea. Boil the water for tea. Matt, and generally, too, overseas, what would you suggest? You get canned or bottled juices, right?
Yep. Yeah, bottled water, bottled juices.
Right.
Make sure your food is cooked thoroughly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, another thing, too, be careful. When I was in Egypt a number of years ago, we enjoyed actually having fruits and cheeses at night. But I was warned to be careful to make sure that not to eat the peels, because even though I was assured that there were no that had been cleaned, there is the potential, right, Matt, of getting ill from the peels of the fruits that you eat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not a pleasant topic at any time, but travelers' diarrhea, or even for that matter, constipation. What kinds of things to help with the with regularity, as you so gently and graciously put it a few minutes ago, as
yes.
we're traveling?
Well, we touched on probiotics already.
Yeah.
They balance the body out. If you're on a plane or you're seated for a very long period of time, that can cause constipation. So make sure you get up and move around. And be careful what you eat.
Yeah. Dealing with a gastroenterologist took me a long time to pronounce that properly. He mentioned that bananas are excellent because if things are kind of loose and need to be bound up, bananas help with the binding. On the other hand, if things are bound up and need to be loosened, bananas don't overdo it. But my pattern when I travel is at least to have a banana with breakfast. Am I right? Are there other things in that regard that are helpful?
Bananas are great. If you're really suffering, just a bland diet, bread, toast.
Okay.
That will also help.
Okay.
Make you more regular.
Yeah, and I found also that things like Weetabix, for example, unless people have a glucose or a gluten intolerance, were helpful. How about motion sickness, Matt? That's not something I've suffered with. Others do. Motion sickness, what do you recommend?
Ginger. The spicier, the better. Ginger gum or ginger chews. We sell them here at Cottage Pharmacy. A lot, actually.
Those people ginger chews are...
Yes.
What's the name? Is that what they're called? Ginger
yes.
chews? Those are outstanding. You're very wise to put them near the cash register and
yes.
remind people to get them. They are...
They're delicious.
Oh, if you sold nothing else, those ginger chews. But what you're saying is that's good for the motion sickness as well.
If you suffer with nausea, I know I always take them with me when I go on a boat. Once it's almost as instant as once it hits your stomach,
yeah.
It's very relieving of nausea.
Yeah, excellent. Since we're in that topic, what about antacids? I mean, what's really best for heartburn or sour stomach, especially if you're eating foreign spicy foods?
Well, if you're in a foreign place and you don't have access to, antacids, you can try like a milk or cream, like a sour cream,
okay,
or a dairy to kind of balance it, or cheese, anything that's high in calcium. But if you're able to take something with you, then definitely take like a calcium supplement, a chewable maybe.
And that's really what we're talking about with the generic antacids. They're really calcium supplements, right?
Yeah. They just alkalinize your stomach.
And what's milk of magnesia? I've often wondered about that. I mean, milk of magnesia, is that, what's that stuff?
Well, I believe it's magnesium. Magnesium, any mineral is going to alkalinize your...
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's put in our plug, as we've always done, magnesium, right? Magnesium taurate is helpful for relaxation at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we don't get enough magnesium in our system. What about sunburn? Aloe gel, you recommend the aloe gel for sunburn, other things?
Absolutely, for moisturizing, to re-moisturize your skin after the sun dries it out.
Okay.
And begins the healing process of sunburn.
Yeah, but that's not a replacement, though, for the sunburn stuff that you get to help prevent the ultraviolet rays from getting.
That's just to help remedy the burn. But you don't want to burn to begin with, so you should use sunblock. For sure. sure.
Yeah, I mean, sunblock. I know even at the beach areas, what I find is my skin just dries out. You think it would be the opposite, but I guess the salt takes it out, and there's the aloe gel. Well, let me turn this around. I come to your nutrition department. I tell you I'm traveling overseas. So what nutritional items come to your mind?
Well, definitely I would recommend to take a vitamin C and a probiotic with you.
Okay.
No matter where you're going. If you're going close to the equator, I would recommend a very strong sunblock.
Okay.
If you're going to the Bahamas or South America or somewhere that's close to the equator, then you definitely want to bring even a stronger sunblock than you normally would.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just, you know, make sure that you're aware of the risks and sanitation,
sure,
and food.
Absolutely. Okay, you got a few seconds left. I know you love to talk about Bolster Nutrients. What's new with Bolster Nutrients?
Oh, well, we have a new ashwagandha, an organic ashwagandha, which is an herb that helps balance the body.
Okay.
I'm really excited about it. It's one of my favorite products. Basically, what it does is it brings you energy, but a calm energy.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to emphasize the ashwagandha. You put me onto that some months ago. My wife
great.
And I. Excellent, excellent. So Bolster Nutrients, that's what it's called, ashwagandha, right?
Bolster Nutrients, organic ashwagandha.
Oh, great, excellent. Hey, thanks to Matt Lombardo and thanks to Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, for bringing you today's edition of HealthWise. You really want to visit Cottage Pharmacy. Delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Mention WLIE 540, and you'll get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department, where you will also find Bolster Nutrients. Ask Matt Lombardo about them. Their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. You'll get a 20% discount there, too, but you've got to mention WLIE 540 AM. Call them, 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world, and it is, of living wisely in the body that God has given to you. So we'll see you on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.